Taylor Swift and New Romantics here on Phoenix FM. Now, Brentwood Orchestras for Young Musicians is a group of orchestras of varying ages and abilities. The common bond is the love of music and how much they enjoy playing together. They've got over 200 members aged between 5 and 19, and many members are in more than one group. One of those groups joins us today. It's the String Quartet along with Kim Clues. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
First of all, we'll have a chat with the individual members of the quartet in a moment. But first, let's have a chat with Kim. Hi, Kim. What's your role in the Brentwood Orchestra for Young Musicians?
Well, we are a registered charity, and I'm one of the trustees of that charity. And both of my children actually play within the youth orchestra.
Wonderful. And how long have you been doing that, then?
Been a trustee for about 5 years, I think.
Right, it was a great thing to be involved in. How long has this quartet been together?
Only about 18 months. They rehearse themselves, they get themselves together to meet, and recently they've been lucky enough to have two sessions with a professional musician, a professional violinist, who's given them some more specific guidance. So
excellent. Well, last February we met Anne Eldleton, Sam Edwards and band members Chris, Emma, Sebastian, Amy, Josiah, Johnny and Harry, all from the jazz band. They gave us a great session here in the studio, so it's great to have you guys along too. This time it's Alex. Give us a wave, Alex. All right. Thomas.
Hello.
Hello, Thomas. Ellen. That's you. That's you, Ellen. Right. And Alicia. And now you're all aged 14, aren't you? We'll have a chat in a moment, but I think perhaps we'll start off with some music. I know you've worked out a programme of three pieces of music this afternoon, but perhaps you could introduce the first piece for us, Kim, could you?
Yep, thank you. They're going to start with Habanera by Bizet from the opera Carmen.
Wonderful. Okay, when you're ready. Wonderful. I should say we've got an appreciative audience of mums and dads. Oh, and Paul Golder in the corner of the studio. And that was really, really good. A real high standard. Okay, so let's meet the quartet. We'll start with the boys. And it's Alex Carter, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Alex. How long have you been a part of the Brentwood Orchestra for Young Musicians?
Well, I first joined BGSO when I was 8, back in 2010, so it's been about 6 years, and since then I've worked my way up through Phoenix Flames to join the youth orchestra last September.
Right, so is music a big part of your life?
It is, very much so. I play in 5 orchestras and sing in 3 choirs.
So. Oh, wow. So you're a singer too. What sort of songs do you perform?
I sing in the St. Thomas's Church Choir in Brentwood, so it's mostly religious music. Okay. And with them, I've had the chance to sing in Chelmsford and Norwich cathedrals. And this summer, we're going to Sherborne Abbey in Dorset, which I'm really looking forward to.
Wow, yeah. So, well, let's flight of imagination for a moment. Where do you see yourself in 20 years' time with your music? What would you like to be doing? Maybe 10 years' time, let's say.
I think I would I would definitely get involved in music anywhere along the line, whether I end up as a big soloist or just a local amateur. I think music is something that's really important to me. I'd love to play in lots of orchestras because it's a really great opportunity to make new friends and meet new people.
Yeah.
So I think in 10 years' time, I'd love to be playing in an orchestra somewhere.
Okay, so are you studying music at school as well?
I am, yeah.
And is that your ambition to sort of take that further after school?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Wonderful. I'm overwhelmed. Next, it's Thomas. Thomas Clues on violin. Any relation to Kim by any chance?
She's my mum.
I thought we might be, yeah. And I believe you're another multi-instrumentalist, are you? What do you play?
I can play the saxophone.
Wow.
And
that's a hard instrument to play, isn't it, the saxophone? I mean, I'm not musical at all, but I would have thought that's a hard one to play.
Yeah, because you need to get the mouth position right. That's the main thing.
Right. And you were saying the piano as well, yeah?
Yeah.
So, that's not bad, is it? So out of those three, what would you say is the most difficult, do you think?
The violin, probably, because you need to get your fingers in the right place on the strings. And then you need to get your bow moving with the... when you're putting your fingers.
Right. And you find that easier than the saxophone?
Yes.
Well, there you go. You surprised me. Have you got a favourite composer?
I don't have a specific favourite composer, but I do like playing certain pieces.
Right, yeah.
I like the modern film music, like John Williams.
Oh, yeah, great.
And then I do like other more classical things, like Bizet.
Sure. Well, John Williams is going to be a classical composer of the future, isn't he, I think?
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. Thank you very much, Thomas. That's great. We'll meet Ellen and Alicia in a moment, but could we have another piece of music from you, please? Back to you, Kim. What's this one?
They're going to play Rule Britannia.
Whoa, great. Great stirring stuff. Okay, when you're ready. Wonderful. Great stuff. I wanted to sing along to that then. It was like we were at the last night of the proms, wasn't it? It was really, really good. Okay, now we're going to meet the ladies of the quartet. First of all, it's Ellen Fasham on viola. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Hi, could I ask you just to move in a little bit to the microphone? Thank you very much. That's lovely. Did you start off with the viola?
No, I started on the violin and I changed to viola after my grade.
Oh, okay. So do you play any other instruments?
Yes, I have piano lessons as well, and I used to have saxophone lessons.
Right.
And I'm also teaching myself bass guitar, and I play the ocarina as well.
The ocarina, I'm not familiar with that. What's one of those?
It's an ancient wind instrument. I first started playing it after I played Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Oh, right, yeah. You're talking... Oh, yeah. I'm really old, and I don't know these things, but I have heard of Zelda, I think. Yeah. So what does an ocarina look like?
It's kind of like an oval shape.
Okay.
With some holes in it.
Okay.
Depends on what type you have.
Is it a wind instrument type thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What about the orchestras themselves? What's the best thing about being involved with the Brentwood Orchestras for Young Musicians?
I think meeting new people.
Yeah.
Meeting people you wouldn't necessarily know outside of school.
Have you made a lot of friends that way, yeah?
I made more than three.
Are they all here in this room? Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Well, thanks very much, Ellen. And finally, then, it's Alicia O'Connell. Have I got that right?
O'Connor.
I beg your pardon. Yes. Alicia O'Connor, you play the biggest instrument in the quartet. It's the cello, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hang on. Could I ask you to move in a bit to the mic as well? Thank you. You all right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. So, when did you start playing the cello?
When I was six.
When you were six?
Yeah.
Were you playing that great big thing?
No, I started with an eighth size, so I'm on 3/4 now.
You can get an eighth size, can you? Wow, it must be like a violin, is it? Well, you know, it's fantastic. I'm just amazed with your talent, you guys. You're all 14-year-olds, aren't you? So what about you? Have you made a lot of friends through being involved with the Brentwood Orchestras?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, like, the quartet, but I have, like, one friend, and she's, like, my best friend, but we both play the cello together.
Right, so, lovely. Yeah. And you practice a lot at home, do you?
Yeah.
How's Mum and Dad with that? Are they all right with that?
Yeah.
All right, so throw this one out to all of you. What about outside of classical music? What sort of music do you like? If we start... Over with Alex, is it? Yeah, yep.
Well, I like modern music as well. I listen to some pop music and stuff, but mostly I do listen to classical music.
Okay.
I think it's a real passion of mine.
Yeah, yeah, I can tell the way you speak about it. Yeah, you are passionate about it, aren't you?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Fantastic. Okay, Thomas?
I listen to quite a lot of pop music. That's my favourite kind of music to listen to.
Right, anyone in particular?
No, not really.
No, just like a range of stuff. Yeah. Fair enough. What about Ellen?
I don't really.
No,
you listen to much other music, really. And I have like a style.
Yeah.
Really. I just like classical music.
Great. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Brilliant. And Alicia?
I like Ed Sheeran.
You like Ed Sheeran?
I like cello music, surprisingly.
Yeah. No. Right. There was a thing in the news today about Ed Sheeran being the most listened to artist in the world on downloads and streaming and all that kind of thing. So there you go. You're not alone. All right. Okay. I've lost my place. Where am I? Here we are. Wait a minute. Okay. Yes. Thanks very much for all coming in today. We'll come back to Kim now before you play your last piece. Kim, thanks very much for organising all this today. So absolutely brilliant. I wonder if you'd like to give out some contact details in case anyone listening would be interested in getting involved with the Brentwood Orchestra for Young Musicians.
Sure, yeah? We have a website, boym.org.uk, and if you visit that, it gives some information about the orchestras, where they meet, how often they meet, and generally the sorts of things we do. And on there, there's a link to our administrator, Elizabeth Farrant, so you can contact her via the website.
Lovely. What about practice? Where do you actually practice?
Rehearsals generally take place at the Brentwood Oeschlein Convent High School.
Okay.
On a Friday evening for several of the orchestras, occasionally weekend workshops. So it depends... rehearsal schedule varies for all the different age groups and different orchestras, but generally speaking on a Friday evening.
Right, fantastic. And what about the costs involved? Obviously, parents would like to know what they're letting themselves in for,
sure.
Really.
That also varies depending on the group, how often they meet and how long their rehearsals are. The price, I believe, begins from about mid-30s up to about £85 a term. Each group, so they're very reasonably priced for the number of rehearsals
reasonable.
They have.
What about instruments? Has each member got to supply their own instrument? Is that
on
usual?
The whole? That's usual. We do have some instruments that we can hire out to youngsters. So, but generally speaking, most of them come with their own.
Yeah, well, I think it's a fantastic thing you're all doing. All of you really, really good. And thank you so much for coming in and giving us a bit of variety today. You know, we have a lot of pop bands, local singers and singer-songwriters and all that. We haven't had a lot of classical, so it's really good to have you here. So thank you very much. One last piece, I believe. Could you introduce that for us, Kim?
Certainly, yes, thank you. They're going to play the Minuet and Trio from Mozart's First String Quartet.
Thanks very much, guys. Thank you. Absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Alex, Thomas, Ellen and Alicia, and of course to Kim. Thanks for coming in today, and perhaps you'll come and pay us another visit sometime soon, okay? Give yourselves a great big round of applause. Well done.